Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, March 20th, I hope you're well. Coming up.
We are trouncing them from the air and the regime will probably collapse within itself.
Iran launches more missiles at Israel overnight and EU leaders talk reducing high energy prices. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Iran has fired a number of missiles towards Israel overnight. Several loud blasts were heard and air raid sirens rang out across Jerusalem. It's after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insisted the Iranian regime is weaker than ever and the conflict will take as long as necessary. He also confirmed Israel acted alone in striking an Iranian gas compound, but he denied claims of dragging the US into the war in Iran.
Well, I misled no one, and I didn't have to convince President Trump about the need to prevent Iran from developing its nuclear program, putting it underground, and being able to launch nuclear-tipped missiles at the United States. He understood that. He explained it to me. I didn't explain it to him.
Measures to reduce the impact of high energy costs should be temporary, tailored and targeted, according to the President of the European Commission. EU leaders discussed the impact of the Middle East crisis on gas prices at a summit in Brussels, which ended late last night. It's proposing a number of ways bills could be reduced, such as encouraging governments to reduce taxes and levies on electricity and the use of state aid to offset costs. Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the cost of gas went up significantly in just one day.
At present, the European Union's physical security of supply is secure. However, Europe is not immune to global price spikes. And as the conflict continues, energy prices continue to fluctuate. Just today, the gas price went up by 30% after tax on Qatari gas infrastructure.
Meanwhile, European leaders rounded on the Hungarian Prime Minister over his opposition to a 90 billion euro loan to Ukraine. It's in a row over an oil pipeline requiring repairs that run through Ukraine. President of the European Council, Antonio Costa, didn't hold back in his criticism of Viktor Orban.
And nobody can blackmail the European Council. Nobody can blackmail the European Union institutions. And we need to deliver on this.
It's being claimed it'll cost a county council tens of thousands of euro to demolish a property in County Meath. The mansion in Bohemian was built in 2006 without planning permission. Council staff, assisted by a security firm, seized the former family home yesterday. Demolition work is now underway. Local councillor Emer Tobin says the money could be better spent.
Certainly, there's been much commentary about, you know, the legal fees that the Meath County Council would have had to pay over the years in defending this case. But there's a whole new set of fees, you know, the demolition fees. And as we all know, this is quite a large property. And then all that material has to be disposed of in a very environmental way. And this is going to run into the tens of thousands.
There's a warning, a bill to extend the opening hours of pubs during the World Cup could lead to a rise in domestic violence. The Sale of Alcohol Bill aims to extend opening hours of pubs to 12:30 a.m, late bars to 2:30 a.m, and nightclubs to 6 a.m. Alcohol Action Ireland says a one-hour extension is linked with a third more drink-related injuries needing hospital treatment. CEO Dr. Sheila Gilhini says it also causes more harms like crashes.
It's also associated with, you know, increase in crime and actually also with increased drink driving, you know, and increased road collisions as a result of that, particularly in rural areas.
A new campaign is being launched by the HSE today, highlighting the danger and risk of nicotine and vaping for young people. The Tobacco Free Ireland push aims to educate young people about the negative effects of nicotine and vaping, which includes problems with attention and learning, along with anxiety, sleep and mental health difficulties. Martina Blake, HSE National Lead for Tobacco Free Ireland, says they're using social media influencers to get their message across.
Today we're launching a vaping prevention campaign targeting both parents and young people. For the first time, the HSE is working with content creators to share the message about vaping prevention, to explain that vaping is harmful and can impact mental, physical and oral health. We're using social influencers to talk to young people. That's how they get their media and that's how they get their content.
Credit union loans have reached their highest level of lending ever, with mortgages a key driver in the growth. €659 million in new lending was issued to members in the last 3 months of last year. Loans for mortgages totaled €753 million by the end of December, a 6% increase on the previous quarter. David Malone, CEO of the Irish League of Credit Unions, says the group is unique.
A record loan book of €6.5 billion. That's our highest level ever. And it's up 10% year on year. And what's really, I think, interesting about that loan book itself as well is credit unions are quite unique. And I think this is what's really attractive about them. In particular, we're much more than just financial service providers. We really are community enablers. And in particular, if you're making a lifetime decision on a mortgage, we're there to meet you face to face and help you, support you in that lifetime decision.
In business news, the consumer group Which? Says shoppers are being hit by Easter egg shrinkflation, with some paying up to 44% more per gram. The watchdog found prices are rising while Easter eggs are getting smaller across all the major supermarkets. Chocolate costs are up nearly 10%, with people being urged to check the unit prices to find the best deals. In entertainment news, Peaky Blinders enthusiasts are eagerly anticipating the release of the new film. The Immortal Man is out on Netflix this morning after premiering in some cinemas earlier this month. Gangster Tommy Shelby is forced back onto the violent streets of Birmingham for one last reckoning. And Irish actor Cillian Murphy says it's great to play the shady character.
You get to a certain point in his life and he stopped and he's retreated from the world, and all of that pain and suffering has just come to his door because he was relentless to that point and always on the move, always on the move, and now he's stopped.
And in sport, there are four games down for decision in the SSE Airtricity League of Ireland Premier Division tonight. At 7.45, Derry City welcome Drogheda United to the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Bottomside Waterford play host to St Pat's. At 8, Galway United head to champions Shamrock Rovers, and this season's leaders Bohemians take on Dundalk. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.